Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. I am on my way home to be with my wife and my little boy, and I was just noticing how much we are conditioning him. Even at such a young age, we are conditioning him. By the way, I am driving through my city. The wind is blowing, my windows are down. They are resurfacing a road and it is quite bumpy, so I hope you'll include that as part of the ride that we are having together today. Maybe it will add a little bit of fun, the musings of a middle-aged man. Conditioning. Already, we are forming the little seed of my boy for our own purposes. These are the situations to be in. These are the situations to avoid. These are the foods to eat, the foods not to eat, the times to play, the times to eat, the times to go to bed, the time to take a nap. This is how you brush your teeth. This is how you don't brush your teeth. This is how you are putting the floss in between your teeth. This is not the right way to put the floss between your teeth. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. All of this conditioning. And as a parent, I want my boy to grow, to be fulfilled and happy. This is my main goal. On his own, he is fulfilled, rich beyond belief. Not necessarily wealthy, though that would be nice. But above all, he is fulfilled, the source of his own fulfillment. I look at my own conditioning. And I am noticing there are most of the years of my life where I have been striving, climbing, reaching. But why would I do that? Why am I striving for something else if right here and right now was good enough? If my current situation was good enough, I would have no strivings. I would simply be fulfilled. That is not how it is going. My situation is not enough. My automatic brain, my wiring, how I have been formed by my parents is such that it is never good enough. I am not smart enough. I am not kind enough, strong enough, wise enough, playful enough. My list goes on and on. I never eat the right foods. And I never eat them in the right quantity. I never read the right books. And I never read them long enough for it to all sink in. Are you getting the message? You are not enough. And if we take a moment to separate out all of the conditioning, if I could drop every ounce of external conditioning that I have ever had, what my life would look like. What if my boy got conditioning that as he is perfect. There is nothing to change, nothing to be different. He is exactly how he is, and it is perfect and enough. And that is that. And he grows up knowing that there will be others who want him to be different, who expect him to be other than he is. And he could look at them and say, thank you. I appreciate that you have a need and that you would like for me to fulfill that need. However, this is not my job. I am not the one for you. If you have a need for me to shape myself into, I am not a round hole. I am a square peg. Go find a round peg. What would life be like if it were so? If he could grow up noticing, this is an external conditioning. Would I like to accept this or not? This is my life. Would it bring me fulfillment or not? Maybe. And for him to be able, in his own wits, with his own mind, to choose the external conditioning because it fulfills him, or to reject it. I have had no such conditioning myself. It takes an extreme amount of awareness on my part every day to be aware of what is attempting to influence me from outside of me. What is my nature without such conditioning? If you can consider it, take out a piece of paper and write down those external conditions that have been influencing you that you have not been aware of. Take 10 of them, put them on paper, look at them square in the eye and accept them or reject them. Yes, I accept that my nature is not to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is to be at work at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it is in my nature to say, I really don't care about the money myself. However, I will phone myself to work a job I do not like at 8 o'clock in the morning until I find another one that supports my family better and is more fulfilling to me and my world and my life. Not that this is you, but I figured I better start with some example. It is my job as a father to take this tiny little seed of a boy and he will be one day he will be producing from his own tree the fruit of his life, and his fruit, it may be a Macintosh apple, and it will be its own unique Macintosh apple. There may be similar Macintosh apple trees. However, as he grows, he will be his own tree. And there may be another that is a Fuji apple, not the Macintosh I thought. Different flavor, same family, different color. They both make applesauce. Stripped away of all of the social conditioning, can you imagine everyone with the freedom to simply be whatever tree it was to be and produce whatever fruit it was meant to produce? What type of variety and what type of fulfillment and richness there may be for you and everyone around you if I do not impose my interests in your being any different than your true nature. If you had no interest in having me be any different than my true nature, wow, this planet might look a little bit different. No one seeking status or power over another, but the aim being finding your true nature aside from the conditions, the external conditions. There are rich men and poor men. There are moments when you look in your life, you may not have had much, but you experienced who you are as the richest one on the planet. And you have had money and been miserable, not a penny added or taken away would have changed your misery. Well, I am about to park my car. Thank you for joining me on my ride home to be with my wife and my boy through all of the traffic and noises. What is your true nature? Drop me a line at awareness.podomatic.com and let me know your thoughts, would you? Thank you so much for joining me. By the way, yes, it is a biodiesel.